Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Supernov. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We ask that you look down upon this committee as we work for the SH people. We ask that you look down upon all SHs wherever they may be. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
I agree. My eyes are seeing something, but I don't know how it's really
supposed to. I can check on that and see.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very clear.
Okay.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the minutes for September 20th as amended? Say yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1677. I am the sponsor, so I will relinquish the chair to the to Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Consideration of ONCA 1677, an act to amend 9 ONC section 2-101 to change the definition of marriage. Congresswoman Buffalo Head is the sponsor of this legislation, and the floor is yours to speak up to go.
Thank you. Well, I don't know much. We have much more we can keep saying about this, but we can try. So I said that I would be open to having this go before the people for a vote, because I felt confident it's going to pass. And I think Congressman Shaw said that he had some amendments. What are the amendments?
Congressman Shaw?
Have a committee substitute.
Would you join us at the table, please?
Sure. Committee substitute. It's right there. It's been stamped in. Today. What is the date today?
Today is the 21st.
Okay, I think we got the wrong stamp. Didn't advance her stamp. She just stamped it more ago. I've got the dial up here.
I think that the stamp is okay.
Okay.
Just to say the 20th. Do you need another copy?
No, no.
To say the 20th. It's just a.
Okay.
It shows when you file that with her, and it's just.
20th.
I just changed it. I heard you say it.
Does it need to be filed today? Does it need to be stamped today? Is it online?
I think it's legit.
Committee substitute let me restate the act, to approve and refer the measure on whether the definition of marriage should be amended to include two persons of the same sex under Osage law and direct it to be placed on the ballot at the special election. Congresswoman Buffalo Head's original bill change the definition of marriage to include, to be defined as two person instead of a man and a woman. Similar bill that was placed in the spring, amendments were made that were passed, but it did not change the definition. And so I understand that that's still an active concern for many Osages, and so it comes back to the Congress again with a bill that's very similar to what was initially presented in the spring. And we all can recall the passion and perhaps even the tension of voting and trying to make decisions that are either based on our own personal convictions, but also that that could be projected to be representative of our constituents. And so a vote was taken, and again, it comes back to us today. It struck me that one of the things that we do as Congress is we vote in public. We have an audio video coverage of all of our votes, particularly ones that are not famous or infamous, but including these that are very passionate. When I say passionate, meaning that the two sides may have passionate views on their convictions. And it struck me that submitting this to a vote of the people would be something that most people could live with, regardless of what the outcome was, because the people have spoken. Most of us realize that the people ultimately is who we work for, and when we're confronted an issue that's fraught with tension and passion, and because even if it were defeated now, I believe it's going to come back up again. I don't think this would be the final say this time either, if it were to be defeated. So I think really the best way to get a final say or a final weighing in on this is the people. And should this act to redefine the marriage to two persons pass, this committee substitute seeks that it be directed to be placed in the ballot for special election for final approval of the voters, Osage voters. So it has the language here still, and then it has the Osage Nation Congress orders a special election to be held on the measure contained in this act referred by legislative referendum and any other measures placed on the ballot by this body. The special election shall be held within 180 days from the date this act is passed by affirmative majority of the Osage Nation Congress. The reason why special election language is in there is I thought for it to be fair, it needed to be done within a time frame, not the next general election, which is in 18. I felt that was too long for the voters to wait for this. And so 6 months was brought up to allow the election office to be able to arrange for that. And there may be other votes that could be placed in that same special election ballot. We don't have anything for that yet, but there could be. So, Madam Chairman, that's my committee substitute I had submitted for the committee's consideration.
Any questions to that discussion? Any movement to adopt the committee substitute? Congressman Walker.
I'm sure you just said it, but so, basically, the practical effect of this is if we were to pass this, and then ultimately it were to pass Congress, the people at a special election would determine whether or not the Osage Nation not only marries two persons of, let's see, the include two persons of the same sex. So basically, it would allow any two people to be married in our court system, along with it would, if it failed, then we wouldn't recognize same-sex marriage.
Correct, and there would be no, it would remain as is, and there would be no
recognition. What do you mean it would remain as is?
It would remain as is.
It's an amendment. So if the amendment fails, Congress then goes back to the way the bill was amended in spring.
Congressman Buffalo Head, you
No, I'm just gonna explain that. So if it failed, then it would stay the way it is, which is you can have your marriage certificate from basically anywhere in the United States except for wherever that woman lives that is refusing to issue, which I don't think she's doing that anymore, but anywhere, because everywhere recognizes same-sex marriage. You can just bring your certificate up here and then we'll recognize it, but you can't be married. read now.
Congressman Shaw.
I know that my colleague, Congressman Buffalo Head, did not mean to leave out those tribal jurisdictions that still do not recognize or allow same-sex marriages. So it's really not every other place.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of being slow this morning because I'm not completely grasping. So if it fails, we still recognize same-sex marriage?
Yes.
So what's the difference then of this and Congresswoman Buffalo Head's? Because that's the same thing that she's attempting to do. This would put it on the out to the vote of the people, simply just to allow marriage in our court system. This is all it does.
Same-sex marriage in the court system. Yes, that's what it does. Congressman Shaw.
I think there's nothing simple about it. The wording is simple. The amendment is worded simple. Change between man and woman to two persons. That part is very simple. But the notion of whether those are conducted within the Osage Nation legal system, that's the crux of this controversy. And the debate we had in the spring, that certainly wasn't simple. And to try to get some finality to the final decision on this, I suggest to refer, if it's approved by the Congress, to submit it to a vote of the people for final approval.
I'd like to interject here. I do have a constitutional amendment that is going to be before the Congress and Economic Development notes before appropriations. That would also be what I would consider a necessary ballot measure. So there would be two items that I feel like need to be put before the Osage people before the next general election in 2018. So I don't know that I think that was kind of dramatic, but because I'm going to change my language to mirror the language that's on this bill right here. So Congressman
Taylor. How does that election, special election, work? It's not. Is it just a ballot that's sent out?
And it will be the same as I believe you'll have the early voting, the walk-in voters. The date will be set by
so
the election board. So
when we're electing new Congress chiefs
mm-hmm.
and all that,
it'll just be ballot.
And at the 18th, 2018.
It's 2018.
So that's when it would be.
No, a special election.
That's what I'm saying. How
it'll
is
be 180. It says in this
180 days.
180 days.
6 months. How does that work?
They will gather up and do an election.
Walk in,
right.
Early voting,
absentee.
Absentee. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't there
be just like a.
Wouldn't more people turn out during a general election? No, that's my question.
It's quite possible. Yes, more people do turn out during a general election.
I just think it exposed more people to giving the opportunity to vote on something like this. I don't know.
Congressman Shaw.
I think Congressman Tillman's correct. I think we won't have the same voter turnout. It usually ends up being the chief election has the most voters, and then it's just a congressional election, it has less. I would project that a special election will probably even have some less than that. But I think to wait in 2018 is just asking the voters to wait too long, and the proponents of this amendment asking to wait too long for a vote and a decision.
Assistant Chief Michael.
Congressman, to this point, I think you're absolutely right. You're going to get better participation. However, there's an offset in that when you're looking at the chief, assistant chief, and telling how many members of Congress to choose from, sometimes those questions, because people are paying attention to who they want, that they sometimes either undervote and don't check those, or they just check no because they haven't had time. This is all anecdotal conversation. We're having an anecdotal conversation that I think there's some truth to that, at least in terms of trends.
And I agree with what he says. It'll put just the ballot questions out there in front for the people to concentrate on.
I think this will be very popular.
I do too.
No matter when you do it. But I think it would probably stand, well, I think it would get more participation as far as voters. It's just my opinion in the general election. I don't know if that's good for it or bad for it, but I'm just saying.
Conversation.
two or three things on the ballot, it's gonna get a lot of press coverage, a lot of attention, it's gonna be talked about a lot. I think it will get a good turnout, especially with the ability to vote absentee. Was there any consideration? I'm not, never mind.
So we still have this committee substitute sitting on the table. Does the committee want to adopt a committee substitute to work off that Congressman Bufflehead?
Well, and then keeping in mind that we will probably have to, possible, we will have to appropriate more money to the election office because this will be in a cost that they're not going to be prepared for, perhaps in their budget. I mean, we wouldn't really know because we don't have everything we need to approve their budget now. So I'm just.
I agree with what you're saying.
We need to keep that in mind.
And I do believe that I have talked to them about special elections before, and they said that they do carry a contingency in there, but I'm not knowing if they
how much it is or
this year. I think that one time they told us a special election cost around $30,000, but I'm saying that from memory and don't know that to be factual.
I'll make a motion to accept the committee substitute for bill number ONCA 1677, sponsored by Congressman Shaw.
You say stamped in
on September 21st, 2016 at 9:15 a.m.
Adopted,
yes.
Did you get that motion, Madam Clerk?
I will.
Okay.
We'll get it.
Okay. Does everybody understand the motion? Is there a second to the motion? Second to the motion. Is there any discussion to the motion? All in favor say yes.
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 Are there any opposed to the motion?
I vote yes.
Seeing no opposition, the motion passes unanimously by the committee members here. Now we are in discussion of the committee substitute. Is there any further discussion on this substitute, or if not, I would
make a motion to report out to Congress with a new pass.
September 21st.
Have a motion on the floor to send to Congress with a new pass recommendation. Is there any second to the motion? To pass it out to Congress and do pass recommendation.
So does the language where it says two persons of the same sex, is that how the other bill reads?
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. I have an update.
I think it
two persons.
Two persons arising out of a civil contract to the consent of parties legally competent of contracting and entering into.
You're gonna.
Oh, do scroll that.
If necessary, and the relationship shall not be entered into.
You're gonna scroll that.
Maintained or abrogated as provided by law.
And where you put your amendments, you're gonna copy the motion to adopt and put it in here that shows that they actually adopted that committee substitute. So you would copy that and paste it there.
Okay. Did you purposely change that language?
No.
Did you draft it? I'm not trying to.
No, legislative council drafted with my approval and review. We discussed extensively what the intent was. I have to assume that he was trying to go from memory what the language was, so it wasn't an intentional adding of those words.
Congressman Walker.
So it could be amended just to show two persons.
The reason I ask, there's another faction out there that this could affect, and I think that's why the same persons or two persons was written initially rather than two persons of the same sex. What about transgenders? I mean, you know, if we're going to put this out to the people, we need to dot the I's and cross the T's, in my opinion.
Congressman.
Does it two persons cover that?
I think so.
Two persons covers whether it's you've had sex changes, reversals, transgender, it's two people.
I believe it does, because transgender people are allowed now to change their birth certificate to reflect their gender. So I think that transgender right now, the way our law reads, would be able to come and get married within our Osage court systems, because their birth certificate reflects their gender.
I see now. I was just reading the title, and I see down here.
Okay.
I have no more questions.
Okay, so I'm going to, we have a motion on the floor to pass it out to Congress with a due pass recommendation. All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes unanimously by the committee members here at the table. Congresswoman Buffalohead, I'm going to relinquish the chair back to you.
Thank you. Consideration of ONCA 1682, an act to amend ONCA 1362 to include federal funding agreements to clarify the time when a resolution of the Minerals Council is required and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Whitehorn is the sponsor. We have the floor.
This piece of legislation is a result of committee meetings that we had during the last special session when there was a compact agreement between the Osage Nation and the BIA that needed a resolution of Congress to be passed. Within the we have an existing bill called ONCA 1368, which assured that Congress would, by resolution, agree to the compact that was sitting on the table before us. They brought it to Congress for us to execute that resolution, but there was also language in 1962 that, I'm going to get the correct language up. I'm pulling the legislation up right now. If you'll just give me 1 minute, the computer's being slow.
It's not working.
I might have to go back to my cellular data instead of the Wi-Fi.
I would definitely.
I'm going back to cellular data. Please bear with me a moment. Let me get the correct bill out.
I'm ready to fix
for a brief recess?
So moved.
We're in recess.
Thank you.